Hello, everybody. Welcome to a new Now radio show. I am privileged and honored to be here with everyone tonight. Tonight is a very, very special show for me and for anyone who's listening tonight. Tonight is a beautiful show about some lessons that have come through me from the Voice for Love. If any of you have been reading these words, you know the beauty and the power that is coming through these words. And the last three shows I've done since I've started this radio show, I've interviewed other guests. And after my last show, the voice came in and told me that we are now ready to start talking on the show about these beautiful lessons that if they come from a book that will be coming through called The Gateway Home. And it is the transformation of the soul back to oneness, which is the journey that all souls will take. It's just a matter of when you choose to or not. So if you're here tonight, you are here for a purpose. There are no accidents. And believe me, before this show started tonight, the call went out to any that matched vibration to be here. So if you are here, it's not an accident, and we are privileged and so glad to have you. And one other thing I would like to say before this show starts tonight, since it's a very special show for me, that since I will be talking about the very first lesson that came through from the Voice for Love for the Gateway Home, as we're going to be sharing about this lesson tonight, which is the power of allowance, this show tonight is dedicated to a very, very special, special woman. I don't know if she's listening or not, but if she's not listening through the internet, her soul is hearing me, and that is Mona Martin. Without having ever met this beautiful woman, I would not be here tonight. So, Mona, if you're listening, this show is dedicated to you. And if you're not listening over the internet tonight, I know you're hearing me in your soul. So my guest tonight is a very dear friend of mine named Pamela, who has been a brave, dear soul, the first one to receive the first lesson that came through me from the Voice for Love. So we're going to be talking about this lesson of allowance. Pamela, you want to say hello?
Hello, everyone.
She's here with me, and I'm going to say it's by grace, because this beautiful woman has been through many experiences from receiving the first lesson. I actually heard through the voice to send this to Pamela, and I had no idea why. She was the very first one to receive this first lesson. And I was told and guided to send it to her. And not having truly, totally comprehended yet what these lessons totally were, and because of her willingness and her taking in the first lesson, she's here tonight with me to share with you her experience of the lesson. And so I'm honored, and I am grateful that she's here with me. And I'm going to read the first lesson. Lesson one is allowance, and I'm going to say more than just allowance, it's the power of allowance, because the power that comes through our allowing every moment is transforming, and Pamela will share some of that with you tonight. And I'm going to just read this lesson. I don't know how many of you have seen it. I did pass it out over the internet, but I'm going to read it now. We'll refer to it, and then at the end of the show, what I will do for any of you who want to receive this first lesson, I will email it to you. All you'll have to do is send me an email that you would like to have it. So here's lesson one, allowance. And this came through from the Voice for Love, which is the highest part of our one soul that we all share as one. So this voice is not my voice alone. It is our voice. Okay, here we go. Allowance is the key to the kingdom. It is the way, the means to undo the world of the insane that you have simply made an error. By practicing allowance, by making a choice to surrender, for that choice must be made first. Let me say that by that choice you open the door to the truth of life, the real world versus the unreal world. It is not a choice to be made lightly, for in that choice you are saying to the universe, you are saying yes to all of creation. You will literally leave time in a sense, and all of creation, which in truth is neutral, all of it takes on a new purpose. And its purpose, once that choice has been made, is to awaken you. All of creation will reply, will reflect your choice. Allowance in every moment is a choice to see all things as perfect, to allow your everyday moments just to be allowed, to pay attention in your now moments to that which is in front of you. For once this choice is made, all that is in front of you now will be there to teach you, to nudge you, to retrain your mind. And in the practice of allowance, you begin to see with new eyes. You begin to see the beautiful dance that is truly going on within creation in all moments. So lesson one, allow all things. Do this practice for 30 days. For the next 30 days, just allow all things. Notice them. Pay attention. Whether they seem to be good or bad makes no difference. For all of creation is neutral, and all of it has a purpose. And by making this choice, you have literally said to creation, teach me anew. So enjoy these next 30 days of allowance. There will be many treasures there for you. Peace be with you. You are loved so, the voice for love. So this very first lesson that came through, it's one of the shortest lessons, and yet I believe the most powerful. And now I know why it's lesson one. And so I sent this lesson to Pamela. And instantly, the power of allowance became apparent in her life. And I'm just going to ask her, first of all, maybe to share a little bit about herself and a short synopsis of her own journey just with spirituality and anything she would like to share. And then from there, we'll go on with what happened in her own world as she started this first lesson. So, Pam, go ahead.
Well, first, I really want to say to Denise, I'm just really honored and humbled to be here with you all. And as far as my journey, really began when I was born. And I remember coming here being so joy-filled. Just really remember that. And when I was a teenager, I remember my mom teaching from this big blue book. It was very mysterious to me because they would light candles and go in the den. And, you know, I was like, I looked at these women and what they were doing, and it was like a mystery to me. And what I've come to know now, they were studying something called The Course in Miracles. And my mom comes from a lineage of, I would say, wise, beautiful, ancient goddess women who at this time now are really coming forth in the world. And that took me on a journey through my life, going in different places throughout the world, to Egypt, to Jerusalem, many, many places and lands. And what I've come to find is that truly the only place is inside my heart where I can really find my true answers. And although going to those places can bring back memories and remembrances, it's always been inside of me. So through this, I've been blessed. And I was actually asking at the time when Denise offered so lovingly to send me the lessons, that I was asking the Creator at that time, how can I serve others? Tell me, what is it you would have me do? What
put
is
the request out there? Yes, you put the request out there, Pamela.
Yeah, I put it out there, and I put it out inside of me very strongly. And I'll never forget it, because the day that I did that, and it was in the moment, in the instant that I did it, the phone rang, and it was Denise saying, I think I'm supposed to send you these lessons. I've been told, the voice has told
right.
me to send
you. And the truth is, not to interrupt you, Pam, but the truth is for all of you to hear, Pamela and I are not two people who had talked on a regular basis at all. It just kind of came about. So it's not like Pamela's been my friend and she knew about this whole process and then all of a sudden I heard this voice say, send it to Pam. This was truly synchronicity. Mm-hmm. You know, it was send it to Pam, who had only, we've been starting to talk again in the very last stages of me going through the Course in Mastery. So it was not an accident. And it was in my hearing it, I was like hearing it saying, really? I mean, and I had to trust that voice. And the miracle is what you're going to hear Pam share from me listening to this voice. So you go ahead, Pam. Sorry to interrupt, but I just wanted people to know that this wasn't like we were best friends and I just sent it to you and all this happened. It was truly timing, God's timing.
Perfect timing, yes. And what I've come to know in the short time, actually it's only been a few weeks now, that I have actually had the lessons, and lesson number one that I've been reading daily is that the lesson in itself is so grace-filled and powerful because it's what is behind it is the vibration and the energy that has awakened my soul to the truth of who I am. And it's allowing me to lift and to release and let go of anything that no longer serves me at this time. And so through that, I have been embracing more of truly who I am and remembering who I am. And one of the key pieces for me has really been, I mean, every word I'd like to backtrack is so profound in itself. But one of them is saying yes to all of creation. So every time that I allow whatever is coming to me, perfectly divinely guided to me, I am free.
And in which is what you've realized since you started, but your process of undoing the small mind, the ego mind, started right when you got the lessons. And that part, that journey, that part has been the undoing, the beginning of the undoing of the small mind. And what happened for Pamela, I'm just sharing this not to interrupt her, but to say so that everyone understands, I am not here. These lessons are powerful. I didn't even realize how powerful until Pamela got the first one allowance. And her whole world, things happened within days. And they are things that many would say, oh, what is this? They were fearful, upbringing of things. And she's going to share that with you. But the reason I'm saying this is for all of you that are listening. Once you make the choice for the journey home, the gateway home, it is a choice to surrender the dream of the dreamer, the illusion. And it is a powerful choice. And you will go through powerful initiations. So it's not a choice to be made lightly. And that's why I'm so grateful to have Pam here tonight. Because I want everyone to know that when you make this choice, it is your soul, the seat of your soul, turning the one turn home to yourself. And in the beginning, you're undoing that which we have created in error, the small mind, the ego mind. And she has witnessed this herself. So I know she's going to share that with you. But I want everyone out there to know that this is a choice you make within your own being. And it's not to be taken lightly. It is a very serious choice for your soul's journey home. So go ahead, Pam.
Exactly. And one of the beautiful processes before, when Denise said to me, I'm going to send you the lessons, I had listened to her very first radio show. And I was just tickled pink with it inside. And it was such a joy for me. And the next morning, Denise and I had a moment where I realized, and she said to me, you know now who you are. I mean, and I got it instantly that this was the manifestation of my divinity coming home in earth on body, in this body, in this physical body. So the Christ consciousness was in fact beginning to be born as the vibration was just coming through the words. And now what I'm knowing by reading them is how powerful they are.
Exactly.
And so allowance, the first gift I've really learned by this is how when I don't allow, I suffer.
Mm.
So that is a huge gift. Mm. And how not allowing or blocking the perfection of creation it's futile. There's
lesson, exactly, in the lesson it says, once you make this choice, and the choice is that you are surrendering to love, and the first lesson is allowance. When you make that choice, all of creation, which is everything you see around you and within you, all of creation now is there to serve your awakening. Because you, the powerful creator you are, have made that choice. And so everything that you have created from the lower mind, the small ego mind, is going to come up for you to be undone, to be healed. And so it is a process. And Pamela, you go ahead and share some of the things that you experienced, anything you feel comfortable sharing, because it's a very personal journey. I want you all to know this is a very personal journey, and I am so grateful for Pam to come tonight and share her experiences, because they're very personal, and yet we're all one, so they're universal, and we've all felt these moments. But Pam, I thank you so much for coming and sharing. I really do. So anything you feel comfortable sharing in your process with this, you go ahead.
Well, it was a great honor, because I remember one of the first days when I had read the lessons, I woke up to just pounding, roaring on my front whole street and driveway and entrance, and I was aghast by the noise inside. And I thought, what is that? And I remembered, and I read allow. And this had gone on in other areas of where we lived for 9 months prior, and it was just causing so much disharmony inside of me. And this time I said, okay, allow this. Mm-hmm. Just allow what they're here to do. I didn't really know, but what I realized is they were going to dig deep down into all of the streets in our neighborhood and reconstruct all of the plumbing, all of the pipes, and in essence go underground. And so for what it was showing me was going deep down into my underground, into my unconscious, into my subconscious, and began to pull up for me that which was deep under surface that I had not surfaced.
Right.
And I remember having a very powerful dream. Actually, that morning, I tried to get back to sleep, and I put in a tape, and I awoke him. And what came up was a surfacing for me of what looked like darkness around me. And yet, I knew, allow even this. So even that dark feeling in the dream, and what I'm seeing right now is it was like something in my soul that was trying to come through to show me that even the darkness was okay, and not to be afraid of that. And the gift of that day, I remember I had gone that night to a board meeting, and a man walked up to me at the end of it, and he saw me, and he said, I'd like to give you a gift of just, you know, like just massaging very gently your arms and your hands. And at that time, my hands were having some pain in them. And as soon as he touched me, he said, what are you feeling? And I realized in that moment was that I was receiving love and to trust love. And there was nothing to worry about, and that I would always be protected and safe.
Mm.
And it was right very present with me in that moment. And so I took that in, and I remember driving home late that night and feeling very safe. And the next morning, as things come, as you're doing the lessons, everything before you, like Denise read in the lesson, is there not only to teach you but to heal you. and to expand and purify who you are. And I had always known and heard I am divine, but to really embrace that part of me. And I had printed out, and I think this happened to Denise as well, one time when you were printing out one of the lessons that your printer didn't work. And
yeah.
I had,
yeah. No
and
accident.
So I, right. So I had printed out, so I thought, the lessons, and it didn't print. And when my beloved partner came home, he let the printer go, and it printed out two lessons. So now there were two lessons of allowance. And so I left one on his desk, and I took mine. And, you know, when he came, he, you know, I don't even know if he literally read it or if he picked up the vibration. And what happened was the very next day, I was reading that lesson, and I had actually read another one at the time, and I believe it was Peace, Denise.
Yes, it was Peace.
Yeah, it was Peace. And at that time, my partner, JD, came in right after, I mean, the instant I had read it, and he walked in. And I could feel his vibration was a little bit off, and he looked at me, and he said, "Sweetheart," he said, "I had a little accident." And I said, "What happened?" And he told me what happened was he was driving my car, and another car had, you know, they intersected, and it wasn't bad, and he was fine. And I had inside of me in that moment, I had the allowance, and I had the peace. And so I was trusting everything was fine, and I let that go. And what was really interesting is as this comes in waves, because we're making a strong choice to purify anything unlike. Powerful. Very powerful.
Powerful.
And again, for me, what I'm seeing is when I am not in neutrality, I suffer. The next day, yeah. I think I was actually listening to Neil Donald Walsh on a call, and I was getting a call that broke through the call. It just cut off my call. And it was the insurance company. And they were saying because the car is an older car, it probably was not repairable. And this was a car that I had bought to really honor me and what I believe to protect me and keep me safe. And it's a car that I bought, oh, gosh, maybe 10 years ago. And so
it was a symbol
me,
of safety for you, right, Pamela?
It was a very strong symbol.
Symbol of safety.
Symbol of safety and white light and protection. It was a very solid, older Mercedes that, to me, just really symbolized exactly what Denise is saying.
Mm-hmm.
I always felt very safe in it. And so when they told me that this car, they didn't feel it could be repaired, I felt a great loss inside. There was a part of me that wanted to stop that, like I could stop creation. And I realized there was nothing I could do. However, it brought up inside of me the feelings of loss, protection. Again, everything around it that
you're
provided...
You're breaking up, Pam.
Can you hear me?
Yeah,
Denise?
I don't know why, but you're breaking up.
Am I still breaking
okay,
up?
Okay, I can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay. And so what happened was it brought up those fears for me, and I really got to a point where I felt that anger come up inside of me that I had to let this go. And once I released it, I just allowed, I saw how inside of me, by not just staying in the neutrality, I went through a process. And this process, although I was not neutral at the time, when I really let it go and allowed the process, there was a peace inside of me. So
but
I
what really truly happened was you had received the lesson of allowance,
mm-hmm.
the vibration behind everything's vibration. It's not about
right.
the words and truth. The words are symbols. Everything here on planet Earth is a symbol. I've come to learn this. So what happened for Pamela was she received the lesson. It came into her home, into her own universe. And as she read it, and she had in her highest part of her soul made the choice for this, the words would have not come to her if she hadn't. The first thing that came up for her immediately, within I think it was a day or two, was this accident. And this accident represented the symbol of safety in the world, her personal safety, along with many other things that are her own personal journey. But this car was a giant symbol for her. And what it says in this lesson is once you make this choice, it's about the undoing of the small mind. And that small mind is that person, places, or things in the illusion of the dream will keep us safe. And the very first thing that came up for her was her own something, a symbol in her own life, very personal, that represented safety.
Exactly.
To be undone. Exactly. Okay, so go ahead, Pam.
Well, and so through that process, what I realized, the realization that came through was so beautiful. The gift was, I am always safe, and I how loved I am, and how safe JD was, and the other person who also was in a car, and everyone was fine.
Everyone was fine.
And so the gift for me to see was that how we were all protected, and that it was just truly my illusion of thinking that this car, which represented to me, like Denise said, the symbol,
right,
was really providing me a beautiful service to see that I how divinely protected I was in every instant, and how JD was as well.
Mm-hmm. And then so, to be able to let go of the illusion that something in the 3D world, which is an illusion, we're in a dream, would ever have any power to keep us safe. And that's what that was for Pam.
Yeah, and, you know, I have to chuckle now because, I mean, it's not over, you know, and done with quite yet. However, when...
She's still in the process.
Yeah, we're still in the process.
It's
an ongoing process. But
ongoing
the beauty
process.
Was that the insurance company called me and said, you know what, both your parties were insured by AAA. This is really nice for AAA. I just saw three angels. And what they said is, well, since that's the case, you have a $1,000 deductible and it will be waived. There will be no deductible. So that was a gift right there that I received. And then the second one was, she said to me, the insurance agent, she said, oh, and Pamela, by the way, I do need to tell you, since you were not driving the car, your insurance will not be affected in any way at all. So that
yes,
was a beautiful blessing.
Yes. So in other words, it all happened, and yet it all, the gift was that creation came back and made it all okay. And this is the beauty of this, the power of allowance. I have to share with you that was when I started this journey over 3 years ago through the Course in Mastery, and I'm going to share this real quick with all of you because it's very important to know. The voice that is coming through me, the very first book or sojourn of this voice was The Course in Miracles. And then came, years later, through John Mark Hammer, The Course in Mastery. Now, I received The Course in Mastery, which was 33 lessons into mastery. It was a very deep, deep, deep process of transformation. After my 3 years of experiencing that, this new, I'll call it, it's the gateway home, is 18 lessons. They are very short, and they are very powerful because we are now in what I believe it's the third book, the third wave. We are into now much more quickly and powerfully manifesting into our mastery. So what these are now, first was The Course in Miracles and The Way of Mastery, and now this has come through for all of mankind, for anybody who's hearing this tonight, It is a powerful yet quick transformational course. And I didn't realize that's what this was until I was done with it, and then the voice came through and told me what it was. So I just wanted to get that out there for any of you who have ever read The Course in Miracles, heard The Course in Miracles, or The Way of Mastery. This is the new now, the now, 18 small lessons that are a very, I think, quick, and obviously very quick after what I'm seeing Pamela experience, version of the 33 lessons. And so now, and then besides the car, Pam, you had a couple other major things come up too.
Well, what's really interesting, what's been most recently coming up today for me is that really noticing my thoughts and really observing what's coming up and how everything in front of me is right there showing me something, giving me a gift. And it's how I perceive it, how I see it as either good or bad, a gift, a blessing, or not. And so I was noticing tonight how the sky was at sunset. There was so much darkness, and then there was this beautiful small rim of light, and it was showing me the dark and the light. And so what I was noticing is how even that, the beauty in that, that even when there is more dark showing, that the light was still coming through, that was giving me the gift. And so this morning I woke up and I had these thoughts of, you know, where in my life had I, you know, felt bad? Had I felt guilt? Had I felt shame? And what I had realized is that I had heard actually from Greg Braden talking about how 98% of these thoughts are not even really ours. They're this collective consciousness that we pick up.
They're the Christ mind in separation.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And so in sharing this with Denise, I was realizing how now I was beginning to allow the thoughts and not attach to them, not to, in a sense, hook on to them, but to just let them pass through. And Denise, you have a beautiful technique for that. If you want to, because I'd love to hear that about the clouds. There's something about the clouds.
Oh, the clouds. If you can see yourself as a divine, beautiful God, goddess that you are, and step back from your earth body, which is in truth another symbol, and it's a symbol of separation that keeps you from thinking you are separate from all that you see, which in truth you are not. We are all one thing. But if you can step back from that and be the observer, and what that means is everything that's going in front of your movie screen of life is like clouds passing by your movie screen. Now, many of those clouds will pass by you, and you won't attach to them. They'll just pass by. Because all things on 3D Earth reality are arising and passing away. Nothing here in our 3D Earth world is of the real world, because it all arises, and if you've noticed, it all passes away, which means it truly is an illusion, because only love is real. So as these clouds pass by you, certain of those clouds you will hook into. You will bring them in. You'll take them in as your own. And you stop being the observer, and you've now become a part of, you've brought that into your energy field. And that's not by accident, by the way. If you, anything hits you or is, you feel is yours, it's there for you to heal. It becomes yours to come into you, your energy field, to heal and let it allow to move through you. So I know Pamela had a couple of things. I had one today, and I'm going to share this because I feel it's really necessary. After 3 years of doing all this inner work and this beautiful voice that comes through me, Pam shared things with me today that literally sent my fear rocket off into the sky. So, you know, I'm just another human just like everybody else. And yet I knew it was a ring of fear, but I took it in as my own. I chose to, we have the choice. I chose to. I allowed it to come in and be, make a home in my mind for a moment. And up came all this fear. Well, I knew it was a ring of fear I had to walk through. But the truth is that's what we're doing in every one of our now moments. In every one of, when you start to do allowance and you're in your now, all of your now moments are absolute gifts. Everything that comes to you is God in form as a gift. Now, some of those gifts don't look so pretty, but it's the ones that you hook into, the ones that you pull in and take in as your own, that come in for you personally to transform, to embrace them and bring them in and heal them and give them to love, to bring them back to the light. And that's truly what our service is. So it's not that it's, there's no wrong or right about it, but you will notice that certain things will just hit you. They'll get you. And they are yours to bring in to heal. Is that what you were talking about, Pam?
Yes, absolutely. And Denise is so true about what you're saying about tonight, because I realized this afternoon I had what was coming up for me was some resistance to, in fact, coming on tonight, because I remember thinking, oh, you know, what are people going to think? Who's going to be on the phone call? What am I going to say? And I have not been on a radio show other than when I asked a question on Denise's prior. And what came up was, it said, say yes to creation. Say yes to the universe, because the universe is here to support me, allow this, and to step through it, and just allow, because in my mind, everything else is just an illusion. And so I took a deep breath and just really said inside of myself, what is it that I'm here to do? What is this? Mm-hmm. And all that came forth was, is how can I serve others? Is there some way that by me being present tonight with all of you and with Denise, can this serve anyone else? And if it does, I am very honored. And, you know, in the big scheme of things, we are all here to really help one another. So I'm really
And
happy.
You did. And I will say to you, because we won't share what these personal things were for her, but what I will say is, as this lesson came to Pamela and the allowance started to happen in her life, which in truth is saying to the one that lives within all of us, the God within, I am ready to make the bridge home. I'm ready to put my foot on that bridge home, which is what we are all doing at some point. Every soul makes that choice. Not just the car accident came up, and many things came up for Pamela, and many rings of fear. And in truth, she walked right through that ring to be here tonight. And I want to say, first of all, thank you for doing that. We don't need to say what they were, but I will share with you that there were many rings of fear, of all of the fears that are all an illusion. Fears of lack, fear of security, fear of being loved, fear of being vulnerable. Every fear, a lot of them, came up for her, and she's here tonight. And that is what these lessons are so powerful. I realized that I'm going to tell you a little story. When the lessons came through, and I knew I was done, and my printer wouldn't work. No accident. There are no accidents in God's universe. And so as my printer wouldn't work, because I kept thinking I was supposed to print these out to be a book. And then I heard to send it to Pamela, just to send them to Pamela. Well, God love her, because I did not know the power of the vibration that was behind, in truth, what I'd sent her. So God love her, as she started to read through all of them, she was literally knocked off her socks, which is why I'm saying these are so powerful. And what we are going to do, and I'm going to thank Pam for this is not to come out in, at this point, as of yet, one book form. Each lesson is so powerful, they need to come out one at a time. And so I have decided, and with Pam's loving guidance, I know this is what needs to happen, is we will send these lessons out to you one a month, because the voice came through and said 30 days for each lesson. And now we know why. They're very, very powerful. So if anybody is interested in getting his lessons, I'll give out my email address at the end of the show. I will send the first lesson to you, because we now know that you cannot possibly take in the vibration behind these words all at once. Right, Pam?
Oh, absolutely.
No. Absolutely not.
Absolutely not. And definitely and actually, not. Allowance in itself, just this first lesson has so much power in it that I believe, and Denise, you probably know more about this, that this is something that will be ongoing throughout all the lessons and throughout all your lifetime, because what I feel is it's just like Denise said, the beginning to the bridge home, to the awakening of my own self and all of us. So,
and truly what we're doing, Pam, I was sharing this with Pam earlier. Imagine your soul has windows. You know, your eyes are the windows of the soul.
Mm-hmm.
What this process truly is your soul's windows have become gooped up. They have become dimmed from our small ego's creations of a small mind.
Mm-hmm.
And all of those energy patterns that are sitting on your windows of your soul
right.
are being cracked open, undone, washed away, so that by the end of these 18 lessons, when you are done, you are looking out through the true, clear window of your true soul, your whole divine beingness. And you will have washed away everything that was there that kept you from the realization of who you are. That's truly what this work is about. Right, Pam?
Yes.
And it's powerful. And it's the most beautiful, amazing journey and wonderful realization that this one that lives within all of us is now, that voice will come through, as loud as my voice has come through me that I'm sharing with you, that voice is all of our voice. It's the one voice we all share. I am not any different than anybody who's listening tonight. I am just the vehicle that went through the process, seemingly before many of you that are listening tonight, to clear my windows. So that's what we're doing here. We're just clearing our windows. And it's a beautiful process. And I want to share with all of you out there that these 18 lessons are the most beautiful, powerful words. I'm humbled that they came through me, and I'm honored. So I just wanted to share that.
Yeah, and the clearing in itself, what I can say about that is it is in the allowing.
Yeah, truthfully.
Yeah, so it's in the allowing of the clearing. What I've noticed is if I were or I resist even the clearing, how much that hurts. So if I am feeling in the moment to allow, you know, as I was feeling the loss, let's say, for instance, of the car or something that was happening.
The loss of the car, exactly.
A loss. Was allowing that and allowing
the grieving process,
the grieving of it and feeling it, mm-hmm. and to really allow that, because then on the other side of it is such a lightening, as Denise said.
Well, and in truth, what actually we are doing, you see, we think it's our own personal journey, but by allowing these clearings, these releases, the emotions are what keep us in the dream. The attachment to form, like Pam's talking about, the attachment to this car and all of the emotion around it, is just one little incidental example of how we are attached to our dream. So when she could release that and allows her own releasement, because we are all of the one mind, as she releases that, she releases it for the whole of creation. So what we are doing here is truly so powerful, because as we experience these lessons and we go through this journey, we are healing the whole of planet Earth and all of creation. And I can tell you I know that's true now from my journey. We are not just doing this for ourselves. We are here in service. We're all one. This is the exact, these teachings that are coming through these lessons are the Essene teachings that came through the one known as Jesus when he walked the planet. And he was not above us. He was our brother and our friend, and he birthed Christ consciousness as a human being. And that is exactly the seed that was planted that has come through the Course in Miracles and the Way of Mastery and now into these lessons to birth Christ consciousness for the whole of our planet, and not just our planet, all of creation in all the dimensions. Because down here where we are in the 3D world, in Earth, we are the footwork, we are the foot soldiers for all the dimensions above us. We're lifting the whole of creation home. So this is so much more than what we think it is.
Right.
And it just absolutely amazes me.
Well, and one of the things, Denise, I'm really glad you put this out to everyone in the beginning, is because even when you receive the words, the vibration, okay, so you receive them in your computer, there is a moment where Denise said an instant where the moment your soul, your high self chooses to do this, it's almost what I feel like for me. Now, I don't know if this is the case in every case. I feel like I'm on a journey that my soul has longed for eons, and yet, I didn't have the vehicle to do that. I was aware of many of these things and teachings. However, it was the vibration behind this that is allowing me to experience exactly the lessons my soul is creating and choosing so I can move forward and clear, like Denise was sharing with us.
Exactly. And it's perfect timing. It's not so much as the words as you read these lessons, the words and the masterful teacher of this voice that comes through, this voice for love. It's like putting pieces together of a mosaic. It is so beautiful. And yet I can tell you that what I have been taught by the voice for love, it's not about the words. Words are symbols. Everything here is a symbol. The vibration that's coming through the words is what your soul recognizes. So in your earth body, you read the words, but your totality of your energy system, your whole soul, picks up the vibration behind the words, and then all of creation starts to come to you to awaken you and undo the small ego that's kept you in the illusion and to bring you home. And home is that you are one with all that is. With God. We are divine beings here on the planet, and we are extensions of God. We are only in form as an extension of Abba, all it is. We are no less than that. We are all of it. We always have been. We just didn't know we've been sleeping. So we're waking you all up.
Yeah, we can laugh now.
We can laugh now, but sometimes we're crying a lot, aren't we, Pamela?
Well, yes, and I'm laughing now because I told Denise today, I said, my God, I haven't had a headache like this in you know, years. And what I realized, it was the part of my consciousness really expanding to allow this, like she's saying exactly, the voice is saying, to begin to see as the observer with my new eyes that I don't have to be attached every time something shows up in front of me. I can just see it as what it is in front of me in the moment. I don't have to get hooked into it. So
you can see everything
that,
is neutral.
Yeah, it's neutral. And what was really beautiful was I had that experience today, and I said to Denise, I feel like I'm in the sea of thoughts. And it was just like, whoa, they were just coming on and on and on. And the more, you know, I thought, I got to allow this. I couldn't even stop that. I cannot stop what creation is doing. I'm powerless.
Absolutely. Well, God, see, what it is the God within that lives within all of us, that we were not born in, nobody taught us this. The beautiful, the God that we are lives within us. And through our heart center, it's projecting out from within us every moment of our life. It's like you have a director inside of your heart center, And as you think your thoughts, and I will give you an example. I had a thought one day of the earth changes. You know, everybody's talking about the earth changes. Oh, the volcanoes. Oh, you know, on and on. We're going to get soaked up and whatever. So I had read something that came through that said, get ready. It's time. It's time. You know, the earth changes are coming. So I immediately went into a fearful thought. Now, because I live in the now moments, I noticed on my computer immediately an email came through talking about devastating earth changes. And I saw exactly what a powerful creator I am, because in the moment I bought into the fear, which is an illusion, but in the moment I took it in as my own thought, it immediately appeared in my own universe, my own world, right there on my computer screen. And that is what is going on every moment of our nows. When you come to realize that you, in your own thought processes, are creating your own outer reality, and the love within you, who loves you so much, that allows you to think whatever you think and brings forward to you in your outer world whatever your thoughts are, because we have free choice. Then you take responsibility for your thoughts. And that's what this voice is teaching us. It's undoing our old process of buying into whatever's coming through your energy field. Instead, you're standing back now as the observer going, I see that one. I'm going to let that one go right by me. But then some will come in that truly you can't let go by you, and that's because they're yours to heal. Mm-hmm. They're coming into you to heal through your own beingness. And that's the dance that's going on. We are powerful creators. We always have been. We always will be. We are eternal, infinite beings of love. And these lessons are about undoing what we've created in error, which is anything that appears unlike love everywhere on this earth planet. We are truly dissolving the illusion of fear by our emotions, by our releasing, and by our accepting of who we truly are. And it is an undoing. It's a process. And it is a choice that I wrote something the other day. It's a choiceless choice. Mm-hmm. In other words, what that means is every soul at some point in time, because we're in time when we're here, will get very tired of the illusion of the dream. You will come to a point where you'll say, this just can't be real. I had a very devastating personal experience that put me on the floor where I cried out to God, this place cannot be real. And I heard this voice come in and said, it's not. Trust me. That was the beginning of my journey. It didn't come from a joyful, happy state. It came from an absolute, devastating place of pain and suffering. And I'm here today to tell you that through many years, many, many, many years of pain and suffering, this voice is now coming through me. So I want you all to know that this is a very personal journey and a very powerful journey. And yet it is the only choice, true choice, a soul can make. It's what we're here to do. What do you think about that, Pam?
Well, yes, and although, I mean, like you said, Denise, in the beginning, you said this lesson is short.
It is the shortest, I think, of all of them.
Well, it is.
They're most powerful.
Very powerful, because what I'm seeing is everything, every moment that we allow and say yes to creation, then we are in harmony. You know, we cannot be in every instant. So the moment, again, when I resist or say no, or I don't want to do that, or even try to in any way think that I can control it with my ego mind, I lose. So
exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. I'm going to give a number out right now. I don't know if anybody's listening. If anybody would care to call in and ask any questions, we're only on for a couple more minutes. I'm going to give this number out real quick. It's 888-810-8322. Once again, 888 area code 810-8322 or 877 area code 876-5227. Those are the call-in, toll-free numbers. We don't have a whole lot of time left, so I guess this is exactly the way it was supposed to be. But if you have a question and you can get in right now, feel free to call in. And otherwise, Pam, anything else you want to share about anything that you feel you want to say right now?
Well, I just wanted to say the beauty of the timing of this for all of us, for every one of us that is willing to choose to do this work. I feel we are being divinely guided to it and through it,
and
I just really
want
to honor you, Denise, for being willing to be so courageous to give this out to the world at this time, because it is the perfect time for us.
Well, Pamela can vouch for me. I was sitting here with this for quite a while. I had these 18 lessons, and there's a long story behind that I won't go into now. And then I knew this was to be, my mind told me to be a book, and I knew it was an amazing, beautiful thing. So I'm sitting here. I'm going through a process in my life, and at this time there was no money to put into having it be a book. And so it sat there for a while. And then my voice came in and said, send it out freely. Just send it out freely. So my ego mind that I thought I knew what this was supposed to be came totally undone for me to say, okay, I'm just going to share it and send it out into the world. So that's what we're doing tonight. We are sending out the very first lesson of what I think is going to be a very powerful series of lessons. There are 18 lessons. You do them each for 30 days, and they're beautiful and wonderful and transformative. And we will, if anybody wants to get this first lesson because you want to read it every day for 30 days, you can email me. My email is Denise, D-E-N-I-S-E, Anew, A-N-E-W, so it's all one word, Denise Anew at AOL.com. And if you email me, I will send it to you absolutely free. If you want to donate anything to me for that, I would love it, but it's not necessary. Once again, it's Denise Anew at AOL.com. I will send you the very first lesson. You will get it for 30 days, and the second lesson won't come out until after the 30 days, because thanks to Pamela, I have realized the power behind these lessons, and it's way too much. Just when I was emailing them to Pamela and rereading them, I was literally walking on air for like 3 days. I was so plugged into such a vibration. Oops, we have a call. Oh, that's my phone. So what I wanted to say is we realize the power behind these words, and so we want to give it out one last time. I think there's a call coming in. I hear something.
Yeah, you just got beeped.
Well, no, I think BBS got beeped too, but okay, I think it's my time to get off. It's 8:56. So anyway, thank you all so much for coming and listening to us tonight. And being a part of our show. And Pamela, thank you so much for coming and doing this show tonight.
Thank you, Denise. It's
and we're going to do many, many more.
Oh, I love you. It's been a treat.
I love you. Have a great night. And once again, anybody who wants to receive this first lesson, send me an email at deniseanew.com. Okay. And have a good night. Deniseanew.com. And allow.
Allow.
All right.
Bye.